I'm Charlie Baxter, the host of the British English Podcast. This is a bite-sized episode to continue giving you your weekly listening practice. Being a short one, we will get into it straight away. But as always, remember there is a free worksheet to accompany this episode to help improve your English. Check it out in the show notes below or at thebritishenglishpodcast.com. So, this episode, it's a bit different. I like to spice things up for both you as the learner and me as the host. And when I go out with friends and have a conversation around a table with them, I often wish I could record it because it is rich in native expressions. But what holds me back is, A, I don't want them to feel uncomfortable and then the conversation become awkward. And B, the atmosphere, it's really loud and it would be pretty shocking audio quality for you to have to listen to. So I don't want to subject you to that at the moment. I will in the future overcome these issues for you, no doubt. But in the meantime, especially while COVID-19 is so present, I have created my own little conversation between a bunch of characters. Yes, a bunch of characters. This will be quite a bit harder for you to understand as there are a number of accents in the conversation, some poorly delivered at times, as you will notice. But the aim is to give you a variety of dialects in one conversation and some dialogue to give you native expressions in context. So enter, if you will, to Charlie's pub and his imaginary world. Oh, Art Geezer, how's it going?
Yes, I'm well, thanks. How about you? Have you had a good day?
Can't say good, mate. Nah, me old man, he's been giving me a right old earful for what happened on site last week.
Oh, that's a pity. Are you back on your dad's building project again?
Sad to say, mate, but yeah, I am. Couldn't resist this one, though. Cash in hand, you know.
Oh, fair play. Oh, hard to resist those, I imagine. Oh, here she is.
Oh, hi.
I was wondering if you were ever going to join us tonight.
Sorry I'm late. My brother wasn't back from his football until 7, and Mum wanted us to all eat tea together, so, yeah. The joys of being back at your parents' house, hey? Let me just grab a wine and I'll come back. Anyone want anything?
All good, love. Just got this numpty around. He's conveniently left his wallet at home.
God, you don't learn, do you, Chris? You did the exact same last week.
I know. Anyone would think I'm broke. Be a legend and get us a packet of salt and vinegar, would you?
Oh, now you're talking. Yeah, I'll go twos on that.
Hello there, darling. What are you after tonight, then?
Oh, hi. Yeah, can I get just a Chardonnay, please? A large one.
Anything else?
Oh, yeah. The boys put in a request to get a large bag of salt and vinegar crisps if you have some.
I believe we do.
Right, what's going on with you and what's her face then?
Are you meaning Felicity or Charlotte? Because I've been seeing a tad bit of both of them at the moment.
You naughty boy. What are you like, eh?
Oh, what gossip did I miss?
Nothing.
He's playing with fire, that's what.
No. Not playing with fire. Just simply can't choose between Flick and Char still.
Oh, poor you. It must be so hard having to choose who you date. I haven't been on a date in about 2 years.
Yeah, but sorry to say, love, but there's a difference. You're married.
Hey, just because I said I do doesn't mean he can't wine and dine me anymore. We honestly haven't had sex for like 3 months now. And you can't even really count the last time.
Oh, no. Do I dare ask why?
Well, let's just say it was over before it even got going for me.
Ah, poor lad. Not even here to defend himself.
Anyway, I thought you were going to tell me about that thing you text me about. I've been waiting all week. You've got to put me out of my misery.
Ah, shit. Yeah, all right. So, you'll never guess who came round the house last Sunday.
Not your ex, Jenny.
I fucking wish. No, it was her new boyfriend, John. Turns out, John's been feeling mugged off since she keeps texting me, saying how much she misses me and all that.
She's still doing that. It's been over, like...
Over a year, yeah.
Don't I know it?
So what was he wanting from you?
Exactly what I was thinking. Get this, though. Jenny is pregnant. Ain't it fucked?
You didn't, did you?
Do what?
You very well know what.
Jog on. Told you, it's been over a year.
Had to ask, though, knowing your track record.
Cheeky, but accurate. No, I wouldn't touch her with a barge pole nowadays.
Ooh, harsh. But good to hear, babe. You can do so much better than her anyway. It's not fun putting your dirty underwear back on after a shower.
Pardon me?
Well, not literally. It's an expression, like going back to the ex.
First time I've heard that one. Makes me wonder. You been in that situation, love?
Mike, I'm married.
Not happily, though.
He puts the bins out, I suppose.
So, hang on, let's go back to your ex's current partner coming to your house to tell you that Jenny's pregnant.
Ha, sounds like I'm on EastEnders, doesn't it? All right, okay, so he tells me the news.
Why on earth would he want to tell you?
Well, this is where it gets awkward. So, you know my brother.
What's Ross got anything to do with this? He hasn't slept with her as well, has he? That would be incest.
Ah, no chance. No, it's not incest. I checked this, actually. It's weird. Don't get me wrong. It is weird, but it's not illegal. But for the sake of dragging this guessing game out, when was Ross born?
Dunno. An hour before you? I know he's the older twin.
That's a weirdly good memory, Emily, but nah. I was actually just reminding you both that we're twins, innit?
State the obvious, Mike. We've known you over 2 decades now. I've had the same bloody birthday reminder pop up on Facebook every year. Why is the fact that you and Ross are twins relevant here?
Well, John, Jenny's new guy, took Jenny for their 12-week scan. And get this, in their last scan, there weren't just one heartbeat, there were two.
Ooh, this just got interesting.
And apparently, neither of their families have any history of twins. So John, being the paranoid man that he is, immediately thinks the worst and comes to my ass, accusing me of knocking up his missus with twins.
Oh my God, he's an idiot. Just because it's twins, he thinks it's yours. Well, you haven't slept together in over a year, so it's fine. You just told him the truth, right?
I did, but logic don't work with him. Anyway, after trying to tell him what's what, I then started to think about how much of a nutter she really is. And the fact is, when we was together, she used to go on and on about how much she wanted kids. And kids with me. But I weren't ready. I didn't want them.
Right.
Last orders, ladies and gentlemen.
We went to the docks for something else once when we was together, right? And the doc asked me if I ever wanted kids.
Oh, no. Why?
Huh. Well, it seems I'm, how should we say this? I'm running low on the little swimmers, and he suggested that I should freeze some of my sperm.
Oh my God, no! You're not suggesting what I think you're about to say.
You cotton on quick. I am, mate.
What? I don't get it. Okay, I do now. No! You don't think she... Really? She's mental.
Hard to say, but either way, I don't know what to do. I have no idea.
Well, dare I say it, I'd start by keeping a closer eye on who you agree to give access to your frozen sperm.
Yeah, well, I thought she was joking when she said she'd signed the papers under her name for the both of us. I thought it was a joke. I remember I even laughed. But you know me, though, mate. I hate dealing with admin.
Yes, but you see here, Mike, this isn't your taxes we're talking about. It's your ruddy DNA.
Drink up, guys. Closing time.
Oh, God.
Oh, crikey.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, better go, I guess. But text me if either of you get a stroke of genius about this one, yeah?
Definitely.
Naturally, yes.
All right, let's talk about it tomorrow. I'll call you. Have a good week, Chris.
See you, Emily. Wow. That's, I mean, really, wow. Thanks for the pint, though, mate. I owe you one.
Least of my concerns at the moment, mate.
Noted.
Suppose I should confront Jenny, right? I don't know. We can speak about it later.
Yes, don't do anything hasty yet. And certainly don't go accusing her of stealing your frozen sperm. I would imagine it's probably not even legally possible.
That's it, though. You don't know Jenny. When she wants something, she gets it. Whatever the cost.
Ugh, to think there'll be too many versions of her soon.
Bit early, mate.
Sorry, old chap.
Anyway, better get out of here. See you later.
Yes, yes, yes. See you soon.
Okay, there we have it. The first scene in Charlie's Pub complete. I'd like to know what you thought of that. I hope you enjoyed at least some parts of it. I imagine you found Mike harder to understand than the others. So Mike was played by me and was meant to be from the East End of London. The female voice is played by my girlfriend Stacey, who had the harder job of recording her voiceover first. And then Chris, the posh guy, was also played by me. I'm sure you could tell that. And he had an accent that some label as Queen's English or Received Pronunciation, which is RP for short. And then you could even subcategorize that as Conservative RP. Now, personally, I think it's a shame to say this, but it's a little uncommon to have such a mix of accents at one table, as it's human nature to stick to one's own tribe, meaning be around people that are similar to you. But I thought that would be a better way for you to clearly hear the differences. I admit I exaggerated the accents and butchered the East London one many, many times. But I stress the aim was to contrast them for you to understand some differences. And I'm sure you noticed the native expressions in there. So get that free worksheet to help you better understand a bunch of them. You can find it in the show notes of this podcast or visit the BritishEnglishPodcast.com. And if you want to get the most out of these episodes, then you can get access to the transcript, interactive podcast player, the extended glossary, and flashcards. All of this is in the Academy or Premium Podcast membership. So head over to the British English Podcast to sign up or get a free sample of it to try out yourself. Right. As always, you can get in contact with me through Instagram on the British English Podcast and let me know your thoughts on this experimental episode. I'll be back here next week with a full-length episode covering British culture and British English. I've been Charlie Baxter. You've been a great student. Well done. Bye for now.